Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show, and I'm hoping that we'll hear today from Joe Dunn, who is an emotional intelligence expert. We hear a lot about that lately, and I don't know about you, but I don't really know what it is yet. I got to work on that and find out a little more about it. And until Joe calls in, let's talk about what we do know about our own emotions and our own intelligence for a minute. If you get a gut feeling, I know we all know to pay attention to those gut feelings. Where does that gut feeling come from, and what does it do to our bodies? Because, you know, it's kind of an important thing to think about sometimes when you're getting a feeling about something. Or when you're thinking about something and that gives you a certain feeling about it in your gut or anywhere else in your body, we do these things to ourselves. We cause ourselves intestinal distress with a lot of our thoughts a lot of times if it's not organic. Sometimes it's organic and sometimes it's not. And how do you know the difference? Well, the only way to really know is either to go to your doctor. You know, if you can't figure out what was causing the issue in your stomach or what's causing the issue, you know, in your head when you're getting headaches, the only real way to know is to go to your doctor. So I don't discourage that, but I also encourage you to think about what were you doing or thinking or eating right before the bad feeling happened. Because a lot of times we do this to ourselves. We cause ourselves, you know, some distress somewhere in our bodies, often by eating the wrong things. Some people can cause themselves headaches, believe it or not, by eating the wrong thing. Some people just cause themselves intestinal distress. But you can cause yourself a lot of different types of problems by eating the wrong thing. When I eat sugar, I don't get any sugar high from it. I just want to go to sleep. When I eat gluten, I get intestinal distress, and I know this about myself, but I can also cause myself to have some issues in my body, discomforts and things, by considering ideas that are uncomfortable to me, things that may or may not happen. I may be projecting into the future, or I may be going over the actually useless because the past doesn't exist anymore. So you're putting something false into your head. And why not take those memories of the past and replay them in a way that makes you feel better? Because there's always another spin you can put on the past. You can always, you know, think to yourself, okay, well, that's good, I learned from it, instead of that's bad, that's a bad thing that happened to me, and, you know, I hate that it happened, and I'll never get over it. You can think to yourself instead something like, well, you know, I have to get over it because I have to go on with life. The world won't stop for me just because I'm dealing with a bad memory or a bad childhood or whatever it was. You know, all these memories can be learned from, and they can make us stronger. Or you can go the other way and allow it to depress you and scar you for life. And which makes you happy way of living, which way of perceiving is going to make you a stronger, happier person? And are you strong enough to choose the course of becoming stronger and happier and healthier? Are you strong enough to choose that course? And for me, it's not really a question. There are people who depend on me. I have no choice but to choose the course that's going to make me stronger, happier, and healthier. Because there are people here who depend on me to be here every day for them. And I need to do that. And I'm sure that, you know, there are a lot of people who are in the same boat. I'm sure that there is someone who depends on you, or many someones who depend on you to be there for them every day and to take care of them or get them off to school, help them tie their ties, make their dinner, you know, bring home the bacon, whatever it is that you do, whatever role you play in your life. You're playing that role for the sake of not only yourself, but probably for other people. You're a son or a daughter of somebody. You're a mother or a father of somebody. You're a sister or a brother. And your family needs you, and your friends need you, and the people that you volunteer learn from other people's mistakes. But don't let those hold you in the grip of something awful. You don't need to be living in an awful mental state. You can turn it into something positive. You can replay it in your mind in a better way. If you have a recording of your inner critic playing in your mind all the time, that's really kind of awful, isn't it? So instead of that, do something with that inner critic. You know, have a conversation with it if you need to. In your mind, tell it, thank you for sharing, but I'm going to do it this way today because this makes me feel good. You know, if your inner critic is saying, no, you don't have time to take care of yourself, what are you thinking, being lazy, lying here in a nice warm bubble bath when you have things to do? We all have that inner critic calling us lazy or, you know, telling us something about ourselves isn't right. So deal with that inner critic. Have a conversation with it, you know, because we need to take care of ourselves just as much as we need to take care of everybody. You know, your inner critic may be your own inner voice. It may be the voice of somebody that you know, loved you and raised you. You may have a recording of their voice going in your head. And you've got to know that you're an adult now and you need to take over, you know, responsibility for your own life. So I encourage you to free yourself from your inner critic as much as you can by talking back to it, by making a little bit of fun of it, because we all have an inner critic, and it's okay to make fun of it. It's okay to not take it seriously once in a while. You know, it's okay to not take it seriously on a daily basis. You have to have time for yourself, and the inner critic doesn't get to be in that little room where you're having your me time with you. So check it. And that is my 2 cents on emotional intelligence. You know that it doesn't feel good to be listening every minute to your inner critic, so don't do it. That's the intelligent thing to do. And I'm sorry that Joe Dunn was not with us today to tell us the true meaning of emotional intelligence. I will try to get him on here again with us maybe next week, and I will let you know on my Facebook page when he's going to be on with us. So listen again on Monday this next week, Monday at 10 o'clock. I'm on Mondays and Fridays at 10 in the morning. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show, wishing you a really wonderful weekend and a nice hot bubble bath for all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.